bone marrow energy packing. This is another unique exercise. It's not unique in terms of the name, because you can probably look at a lot of Qigong books, a lot of articles that are written about bone marrow energy packing or other videos, and a lot of people include this terminology in this concept with a lot of the concepts and methods and exercises that they teach. What we found is that a lot of the other information we've seen on bone marrow energy packing generally runs into the realm of visualization, visualizing chi going up your legs and into the organs, packing into different areas. We've also found that a lot of times people don't talk about packing the entire body. They just talk about packing the organs. And with our method, we're going to really talk to you about the physical aspect of bone marrow energy packing. Now, the way you're going to start this is you're going to begin by sitting on a chair or a bench or side of the bed, wherever you're doing your exercises. And you're going to start the exercise by bending over and reaching down with your hands and arms towards your feet. You're going to keep the palms of your hands turned inward towards your body with about a 5 to 6 inch gap between your palms and your legs. And what you're going to do is you're going to get a mental picture or image of your hands acting like vacuum cleaners and sucking up energy off the ground around your feet. You're going to reach out with your hands, with your fingers spread wide, and gather in the energy. You're going to slowly lift your hands up your legs towards your chi point as you take in a long, relaxed inhale through your nose. Okay, your body and your hands should be relaxed. You're just kind of like grabbing and pulling it up as you lift your hands. Think of energy spiraling up your legs and into the chi point. You'll notice, like I said before, other people talk about bone marrow energy packing, but they don't talk about the physicalness. Once you start to feel the chi, you will really be able to feel this chi pulling up your legs and into the chi point. Next, once you get it into the chi point area, is you're going to start packing the chi into your organs just like you would pack snow on a snowman. You're going to basically take it and start to make that long, you're going to have to take long, relaxed inhale and then a relaxed exhale as you pulse the chi, as you push the chi into your organs. And you're going to pack it around, keeping your palms, again, not on the body, but away from the body, packing it into your body. You want to cup the palms so that you can get as much energy packed into those areas as you can. You're going to cover all of your lower organ areas, front and back, move up to your lungs and neck, and continue to pack for another 10 or 15 seconds. Okay, if you need, take a quick inhale of air before you continue to the chest and neck. Again, start slowly exhaling as you pack. Reach down, grab some more energy, pull it up, and start to pack it into different areas. Again, this is another exercise that you're going to feel a tremendous amount of energy. As you start pulling it up off the ground, you're going to physically feel it. This is a beginning bone marrow energy packing method. In our advanced video, we talk about a more advanced method which really packs it into the areas. Now, part two of this is when you've done this enough times, the first part, where you can strongly feel the chi traveling up your legs, you're ready to add number two, which is really reach down, grab more energy, and while slowly exhaling, pack it into each arm and to each leg. And remember, you don't want to touch the surface, you're just pulling it up. And as you're pulling it, again, you're visualizing that you're pulling this energy up, you're packing it into your legs, you're packing it into your arms. Now, as you get better and better at this, you're probably going to want to add this exercise when you're standing. So as you're increasing the time that you stand from, like we mentioned, 15, 20, 30 minutes, you're not just going to be standing there in the posture, but you're going to have other exercises to do. Of course, call us and we can kind of help you along with that. But one of the exercises that you can do while you're doing the standing is the bone marrow energy packing. You can start pulling it up from the ground and packing it actually into your legs. Once you're done doing the bone marrow energy packing, what you're going to want to do is probably 3 rotations of the blood washing just to keep yourself polarized and start to move the energy around. You're going to find that this exercise is a fantastic exercise in order to build the energy up. It's also going to enable you to externalize the chi because you're packing the energy into the body. And if you haven't realized by now, there is a lot of exercises that are designed, physically designed, in order to put more energy and build up the energy in your body. Your chi power is going to get greater by using these exercises on a daily basis.